me Wormsley.
Okay, and how can I help you today, Henry?
I have a problem with an order that was placed today where a multi-buy discount seems not to have been applied correctly.
Okay, let me check that one here. I just would like to know, you're a buyer on this transaction, correct?
I'm the seller.
Oh, I see. Let me just check. Okay. So, yeah, I'm on your, it's on your sold items, correct?
It is, yeah.
Okay, and what's the name of that item, sir?
I can give you an item number if you like.
Go ahead, please.
1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 5, 7, 8, 6, 9, 4.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the stereo dual vertical, okay.
That's right.
Okay, so you mean that the multi-buy on the promotion that you've, it's not working properly?
It's not been applied to a purchase today.
Okay, let me just check. Stereo dual vertical, buyer paid one, April 7th. Let me just check on the buyer's order. Okay. Quantity of 4. So if the buyer were going to purchase 4 items, so it will only charge them £3.28. Am I correct?
It should do.
Okay, let me just check. Okay, so they should only pay for £13.12.
That's right.
On the right correct calculation, I see. Let me just check here, sir. Okay, if there's something need to be if this is something a glitch or
don't call it a glitch, please.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, sir. Yeah, I'll go ahead and check this one for you. Okay.
Yes, you do that.
Just give me a. Yeah, just give me a minute or two, sir. I'll just put you on hold, please.
Very good.
Stay on the line. Okay. Hello, Henry?
Hello.
Yes, I thank you for holding, sir, and I really do sorry for the wait because what I'm doing right now, sir, I'm asking for assistance to my supervisor. Actually, we're still looking on your, with the promotion that you have on this home listing. It seems like our system get the percentage or the calculation on the price or, on each price of the item, the actual price of your listing. Okay, there should be a discount that will be made. There will be a discount for the some item if it's a bulk or the buyer is going to purchase more. But still, we are still reviewing here, sir, what happened.
Okay.
So I really need more of your time, sir. Okay, my supervisor is still checking this one for you, so stay on the line, okay?
That's fine.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Stay on the line. Hello, Henry?
Hello.
Yes, I thank you for holding, sir, and I really do sorry with the hold because what I have did here, my supervisor checked everything on the details of the promotion you have, and I just would like to know, sir, did you remember when this promotion was activated? Or when did you create this promotion?
Some time ago. Last year.
Oh, okay, last year. So this promotion is already valid last year? Because we have tried to use here the account of my supervisor, Henry, to purchase this item, sir, with the 4 quantities. It's working on our... it's working. We have here... we only been charged for... £3.28 only for this listing, and my supervisor informed me it's either the reason that this promotion was not applied on the account of the buyer, it's either they have added this item on their shopping cart on the time that the promotion will not it's still not active, so it will not be once the buyer added their item on their basket and the promotion is still not active, and then you have created a promotion on this item, it will not be applied on the item that's already been added on their account or on their
That's not the case, as I've just told you. So another explanation, please.
Okay. Actually, Sir Henry, that's the only information I was being provided to me, sir.
So you have just accused me of telling you lies. What you've said is that I created that promotion after the buyer purchased the item, and that's not true.
Okay. So here, what I'm going to do right now, Henry, in that way, we could help you out with this transaction, sir. I'll connect you over to my supervisor instead.
Okay.
Okay, for you to be... Yes, so stay on the line, please. Hello, Henry?
Hello.
Yes, I thank you for holding, sir. So, actually, my supervisor, sir, advised me to call you back instead, or he will going to call you back, because right now he's still, I'm too late. He's now engaged with the call while we talk a while ago. So, we were going to call you back, or he will going to call you back, sir, with the same phone number I've used to call you. Okay, and it will be today, sir, or within an hour.
Right, well... It's no use today. It will have to be tomorrow. There is another example of this in today's sales. Item number 11123674997200, and eBay systems have twice today made me guilty of retail fraud. So this is a serious issue, and I want you to take note of that and my complaint.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'll go ahead.
Because I don't expect eBay systems to defraud my customers. Understood?
Okay. Yes, sir. I understand you.
Good.
So, yeah, nothing to worry, sir. My supervisor already reviewed this account you have, okay? So I'll go ahead and connect you over with him. I just would like to know, sir, what is the availability time you have to call you back?
Anytime tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll call you back anytime tomorrow, sir.
And this isn't worth £850 a month either.
Okay, sir. Yeah, this is only for the two items, sir, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll have already the notes here. So just expect for a call back tomorrow, sir. Okay?
Yes, okay, although although it's not really good enough.
I'm so sorry, sir.
This needs to be resolved now.
Yes, sir. As what I have said, sir, as long as my supervisor will be available, he will going to review your account as soon as we can.
Very good. Pathetic.
Okay,
Pathetic,
okay.
eBay. Pathetic.
Okay, Henry. So, fraudulent. Is there anything else, sir?
Fraudulent liars.
Actually, sir, we're doing our best to have this one resolved. Okay?
It's not good enough.
I know how you feel with this one, sir, but give us time here to have this one reviewed.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Henry. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Keep safe. Sir, I'm going to disconnect the call now. Okay?
Go on, then.
Okay, sir. Take care.